I consider reciprocity an important rationale or value for the elders working with an embedded edublogging, because reciprocity in this sense is considered as give and take, but it involves everyone being able to work within their own capacity and giving to the larger group and sharing that knowledge and creativity with the larger group. So this is within a communal, community-based sharing, exchanging process. And it involves, obviously, reinvestment. You're reinvesting yourself and your capacities and your creativities. And as an elder, you're giving back. So I'm interested in the process of developing legacies, community-based stories, shared narratives amongst a group, and learning events. And this is interesting because from this perspective, edublogging is never really considered within these larger contexts of the town crier or the recorder or the scribe or the elder. And it's interesting to see that for the most part, we are disconnected. We're all acting primarily as islands upon ourselves, and we're either reluctant bloggers or we're autonomous bloggers working independently. Very rarely do we actually work in a larger group. So the elder working within an embedded blog would be leading and facilitating a collection of artifacts, a collection of groups, and would be done for the process of for the purpose of posterity. They oversee the selection process either for a family, close-knit group, a cohort, or even an organization. The mentor is one that is an important role to play within an autonomous edublogger. It's important because a mentor as an autonomous edublogger is interested in connection. They're interested in the process of reflection. They're interested in synergies, in extended conversations, dialogue, self-talk, group discourse. And I want to mention that this is based on indigenous pedagogical principles of quaternity and positionality. Positionality is what I consider embedded. So there's a number of elements within an autonomous blogger and an embedded blogger. In effect, an autonomous blogger recounts learning processes, makes connections, offers others reflections on professional practice, engages in parallel conversations, as George Siemens would mention. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that the anonymous blogger is interested in performance. They're interested in showing off their creativity. They're interested in representing themselves. And so their content would consist of stage acts, public performances, and storytelling. So they would be the ones telling the stories, performing, entertaining. And so they would prepare and showcase creative works of various kinds, entertain others, and offer even innovative new insights into reality, into the way we think and look at the world. So here we have a number of emergent edublogger roles, and the question then comes to this. Why would we need this kind of framework? What is this going to serve? The different roles serve an overview. They act as an overview, rather, in the sense that edubloggers need to have an idea of what they're aiming at. They need a goal. The people need to have an idea of what kinds of skills and values and knowledge and what type of expectations they should have for themselves and for others. Jungian archetypes are very, very important when it comes to transformational learning. And so these different types of roles act, in fact, as archetypes. The town crier, to be well-respected. The recorder, to be well skilled in taking information and providing it for others as a group. The scribe, for private recording. The elder, for selecting community-based resources, the mentor for providing learning, and the performer for providing entertainment. So here we have a number of edublogging roles, and these roles in turn provide the foundation for how we should approach education within edublogging communities. Once we identify a number of set roles, we can then provide cognitive and effective apprenticeships, so to speak, in which learners choose a role that they would like to embrace and then work towards those roles over time. And that's pretty much it for now.